Cleopatra's Legacy, The Enduring Struggle, Chapter 8, Facing the Crone. In the temple, kneeling before a statue of Isis, before candles, soft light, Cleopatra asks, eyes closed, "Great Mother, I feel the weight of what lies ahead. I have carried Egypt through battles, but this feels different. I am no longer the maiden, and I feel more than a mother of Egypt myself, but have I become what I truly need to be?" And suddenly there is a warm glow, a serene voice that seems to be everywhere and yet nowhere at once. It is the voice of Isis, the great goddess, and she says, "You have grown, Cleopatra. You are not the maiden who once delighted in beauty and power, but you are a mother who protects her people with wisdom. And now the cycle must turn again." And Cleopatra, looking confused, asks, "Another cycle?" And the goddess nods softly. The crone cycle, the final evolution of wisdom. The crone holds death in one hand and rebirth in the other. You must prepare yourself, not just for the battle ahead, but for the wisdom of the crone. This will be your final gift to Egypt and the world." And Cleopatra, standing, takes in her words, considering them, weighing them, pondering them. And she says, "The crone. How do I embrace the crone?" she asks. "Death feels closer than ever, but that's something we normally avoid." And Isis smiles lovingly. "Death is not the end. It is a new beginning. With the wisdom of the crone, you will understand that the true fight is not with swords, but with the spirit. You are ready, my child. And remember, I will never, ever leave you." Cleopatra's gaze softens, though the weight of what lies ahead presses on her. "You speak of beginnings, mother, but I feel the end drawing near. I've walked this path as a queen and as a mother. Now I will walk it as a crone, but what lies beyond, and how can I find peace in what comes after?" The goddess draws closer, smiling, placing a hand on Cleopatra's shoulder. "Peace, peace, Cleopatra. It's found not in the answers, but in the journey. You have learned and grown and carried the weight of a kingdom and so much more. Your spirit has touched the hearts of those around you, shaping their destinies as well as your own." Cleopatra lowers her gaze. "But I fear still. I fear that I will be no more. I will be obsolete, forgotten. That the absence of what this is, all this, that I will miss it somehow. Or it is something that is not right. I also fear that my people, my Egypt, will lose their way when I am no longer there to guide them." But the goddess reassures her, lifting her chin. Isis's eyes glow with compassion. "No, child, your light will never fade out. Egypt will remember, not through its monuments of stone, but in the hearts and spirits of those who follow you and who come after you. They will walk in the path that you have forged with wisdom and love. You are not the end, but the beginning of something far greater." There is a tear which escapes from Cleopatra's eyes. Her expression, though, hardens with resolve. "I understand now. The strength I seek is not for this moment alone, but for the future yet unwritten. Egypt will not fall, even though I may fall." And Isis nods, her hand still resting gently on Cleopatra's shoulder.
Now that is the wisdom of the crone. To know that your legacy is beyond the body, beyond the present. You are eternal, as is your purpose. And with this wisdom, you will stand against the darkness and emerge victorious, even in the face of death.
The scene changes to a desolate battlefield. Storm clouds swirling above, and Cleopatra stands alone as Apophis, a towering serpent figure, emerges from the shadows.
You think, Queen of Egypt? You think your gods will save you? You are but one, and I am chaos incarnate.
Apophis's voice is hissing, its tone low and menacing. The Queen of the Nile steps forward resolute, her voice calm and steady.
I am not here to be saved. I am here to end this.
With beady eyes, Apophis slithers closer.
You and me? The gods cannot even stop me. What hope do you have, mortal?
Cleopatra closes her eyes, summoning her power, her body beginning to glow with light.
I do not need to stop you. I only need to show that Egypt will never bow, neither to you nor to chaos.
As Cleopatra's light intensifies, Apophis recoils, surprised by her strength. The divine power of the gods in combination flow through the Queen of Egypt as she knocks back Apophis, a surge of energy sending him flying. He staggers, shocked.
This is impossible.
And Cleopatra steps forward with full force of her wisdom and strength.
Nothing is impossible with the wisdom of the gods. Egypt stands.
The gods stand with me, and I will stand with both. At the mystery school where Cleopatra has walked to, she gazes into the distance. The battle with Apophis is not over yet, but she is more resolved than ever. Her mentor, emerging from the shadows, observes her with respect.
You've come far, Cleopatra. There was a time you feared these moments, but now you walk toward them.
And she smiles softly, looking ahead.
Well, I've learned much from you and from the gods. I've embraced both my role as a maiden, of course, but also as a mother. And now I feel the crone, her wisdom, her strength. I need it. This may be my last battle.
The mentor nods. You know what awaits you, don't you? And Cleopatra turns to face him, determination in her eyes.
I do know, but Egypt will be stronger for it. The world will change, and I will be the one who starts that change.
Despite her words, however, doubt clouds her eyes. And Cleopatra, suddenly looking troubled, almost whispers,
But can I do this? Can I do this, my mentor? The weight of it, it's so heavy. It's perhaps too much for me to carry.
And her instructor says, You've embraced your role, and yet you seem to waver. And Cleopatra, facing him, her voice strained, says,
I never wanted this, to carry the fate of Egypt, of the world. It feels like too much. There's still a part of me that wishes to live. Is it wrong to fear this path?
Her mentor is compassionate, empathetic. No, it is not wrong to want to live. Even the gods face such moments. But understand this, fear does not make you weak. It only makes you human.
And Cleopatra searches his eyes, nearly pleading, You've been my guide, but do you not feel this way too? Do you not wonder what lies ahead for yourself?
And the mentor says, I do feel it.
I understand more than you know, Cleopatra. The path you walk, I may walk too, sooner than either of us would like. And there are times when I ask, is there no other way?
and Cleopatra steps closer, her voice soft.
Then how do I go on?
He lifts her chin gently, his voice firm yet caring.
You will go on because Egypt needs you. The world needs you.
And through your sacrifice,
they will rise.
They will rise, Cleopatra. You must trust the gods. You must trust yourself. Cleopatra exhales, regaining her focus, though her doubt lingers.
I will try. I will try. I will face it, but I am afraid.
And the mentor smiles gently, though his eyes are still troubled.
Good. Fear is the proof you are alive, Cleopatra.
And it means that when you act, it will not be without thought.
That is the wisdom of the crone. And now, you must prepare for your destiny as the crone.
Cleopatra stands tall, feeling the weight of the crone's wisdom settle upon her shoulders. The power of the gods flows through her veins, yet she knows the true battle lays not in conquering Apophis by sword, but in rising above him spiritually. With Isis's strength and the quiet understanding of the instructor, she faces her destiny, fear lingering in her heart, but determination shining brighter. Victory, she realizes, will come not only from beating the darkness back, but in transcending it.